Okay, today Be'ezus Hashem, we're continuing in the 12th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav. Arba Dvarim Gumil Metameh V'Cham Metarim. There are four things. Once we just mentioned a list in the last Mishnah of three cases of Machlokas, so there are four things that Rav Gamliel says can become Tameh, and the Chum say are not able to be Mekabel Tumah. Kisui Teni Shal Matech Shabal Batim. This one we already discussed. You have a cover of a basket made out of metal that's used by Balabatim. So the Chum said that it cannot become Tamei, because even though it can hold things, no one ever actually does hold things with it. Utloi hamagredos, the loop of people who do scraping in the bathhouse, so it makes the scraper better because it's easier to hold on to the scraper, so it's considered part of the scraper and can become Tamei with it, according to Rav Gamliel. And the Chum say, nah, it's not really a critical part. They have scrapers without loops that work just fine. V'golme clay matechos, an unfinished clay matechos. Rav Gamliel would say, well, they function, and the Chum would say, but they're not finished. And if you have a tray that was made out of cheres, or broken to two, that are about equal in size, so Rav Gamliel says both parts become tamei, because there's no way they're exactly equal in size. One of them is obviously bigger, so the larger one obviously becomes tamei, because it's the majority of the original kli, but you don't know which one is the larger one, so they're both mekabel tamei, mekabel tuma. And the Chum say, no, they're not mekabel tuma, because it's only a functional kli if there's one part that is very demonstrably, obviously larger than the other. So if they look like, even though it could be that we're not able, to be mitzamtzem, that it's exactly the same size, but it's not about being exactly the same size. It's about what is functional over here. The Chum would agree that if you have a cheres tray that breaks into two, and one piece is obviously larger than the other one, then in a chinami, the larger one is in fact tameh, and the other one is tahar. Mishnah Zayin. Dinar shenifsal, if you have a coin that became not valid currency anymore, a new government took over and they disqualified all the old coins. Viskina l'tosu b'tzavar katana, and they wanted to use it as a charm on a girl's necklace. Tameh, it can become tameh, because now it's a piece of jewelry, it's not a coin anymore, right? That's a question. In the Gabe Shabbos, maybe it's not muktzah anymore if it's no longer used as a coin. V'chein sela shenifsala. If you have a coin, a seller coin that became not currency, v'iskina liyo shokalba, and you want to use it as a weight, tamei, so it becomes tamei, because it's a kli that performs a function for you. Ad kamati pasal v'irasha l'kaima, to what point can it become pasal that's no longer usable, and you're still allowed to keep it? I mean, the halacha is, as it didn't midarai, so the pasuk says you're not allowed to keep false weights and measures. So at a certain point, it loses enough of its weight that you shouldn't even be allowed to keep it in your house. So ad shnei dinarin, if it's worth exactly 2 dinar, then you could use it as a shekel. Pachas mikan, but if it's worth less than that, yokot, then you have to just chop it up because you're not allowed to even keep it around. It will serve no good purpose for you. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that there are four cases from Gamliel's metame and the Chachamim is metar, the metal cover of a basket, the loop attached to the scrapers that the bathhouse scrapers used, and the unfinished metal kelim, and clay cheres, a tray made out of cheres that broke into two seemingly even pieces. If one piece was obviously larger than the other, then everyone would say the larger one is tamei. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that a disqualified coin that you now want to use as part of jewelry is going to become tamei, and or you want to use it as a weight is going to become tamei. And then we discussed how much weight a Sela has to lose for us to be able to say that if it lost this amount of weight, that you're not even allowed to keep it around your house anymore. Next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Beis Mishnah Ches.